Well, let the tussle continue then. Clubs in search for gifts wrapped around in football kits with shin pads and great form. Hello and welcome to the Sokola Duma Transfer Wrap. I am your host, Nkululeko Ngeu. You sent us your voice notes and Facebook messages expressing your wish list on which players you desire for your team. We'll play them throughout this show. And we'll also be speaking to journalist Masebe Klina, talking about local transfer news. And in addition to that, we also have roped in Kurt Bakkerfeld from the international aspect to tell us about which players will be moving where in the English Premier League, in La Liga, and so on and so forth. So, welcome to the show. I hope you enjoy the conversations and the voice notes that we'll be having. Sokola Duma
Radio. I think he's a Chiefs man, Matthew Rusike from Maritzburg United. That guy has eyes for goal. They don't have someone who can score goals. He can pass the whole game without shot on target. They lack striking force.
Orlando Pirates need to sign more players. I feel like they need to bring back Tembele Skakane to partner with Ntokozi Sidube to compete for one position, so the squad can be stronger at the back. And so far, I think Pirates need to sign again Tulan Shajwayo, replacing with Upupaka Mupara, because Mopara has not given Pirates so much, and I think he should go somewhere and try his best. I think Vets can assist him in becoming a better player again, like he did before when he plays for Wise Cape Town. As for Pirates again, I think they should sign Kuruaki Mahachi to replace Mpomakole, because Mpomakole is too relief at the Orlando Pirates lineup. It doesn't give Pirates anything so far, to be honest.
I'm now joined on the line by Sokola Duma journalist Masebe Klina, who's going to dissect to us PSL transfer-related news. And I'm very happy to speak to him because something caught my eye with what he's going to be talking about. A player that played in the final of the Telkom Knockout, he scored the winning goal, and now he's been linked with a big team. Damaseb, thank you very much for joining us. How's it going today?
I'm very well, thanks, man. How are you doing?
I'm very well, man. He scored the winning goal for Bidvest in the Telkom Knockout, defeating Bloemfontein Celtic 1-0, last minute goal. Great assist by Amer Gamal, Vincent Boule. He's been linked with Kaizer Chiefs. I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw the story, and you got the background story to that. Let's talk about it a little bit. What is his situation with Bidvest Wurt, and do you think that it will be easy for Chiefs to poach him from Wurt?
Yeah, look, he's one of the up-and-coming youngsters we have in the country. Vincent Boule is coming all right at Bidvest Wurt under an experienced coach, Gavin Hunt. There's nothing wrong with a club showing interest in a player, especially a big club like Kaizer Chiefs, with their current situation on the log, not doing very well at the moment, and the fans actually complaining that the quality in their team, they're not very satisfied. But as to whether he's gonna move, as to whether the club, Kaizer Chiefs, is gonna be successful in trying to sign him from Vets, is a completely different story. As much as they are interested, like I say, I don't think Vets now will wanna release the player. I mean, he has been there for a long time. He's only starting now to show his true potential. So I'm sure Gavin Hunt will wanna keep him.
I want to pick on that part, the appetite, perhaps. Why would you show an appetite to get rid of a player when you are number 16 on the log, when you are in a dire situation? Now, that is a reason for Vets to keep him. Does that then mean that if Chiefs want him, they will have to fork out more money because the team will not want to let go of their player when they are in a dire situation?
Yeah. Like I'm saying, he has been there as a youngster, and at the time, Gavin Hunt saw the potential in the boy, but he saw that he wasn't ready for the first team. He's now starting to see that, okay, now this is the time. I don't think it will be easy for Vets, even the management, to actually sell the player, even if they are getting money. But with football being a business these days, you never know. If Chiefs or any other club comes with a very good offer. I mean, who would have thought that Vets would release a player like Paramani Mahlambi, who's now playing in Egypt? So yeah, even if it's not in this upcoming transfer window in January or at the end of the season, but I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon.
All right, and then we move right along then to an Orlando Pirates fan at heart. He said that as much in the media, and I spoke to him towards the end of their title winning season, and he confessed that he's an Orlando Pirates fan. Subsequent to that, people interpreted that as a cry out, perhaps, to say, I am here, I'm available, I'm your fan, I want to play for you. And that is Tyson Tlatjwa. He's a national team captain. He's also part of a struggling Bidvest at the moment. He's linked with Orlando Pirates. Orlando Pirates do have stable centre-backs now that Misho Sredojevic is back, with Uchabalala at the back there. Well, they might need reinforcement, and perhaps this would be a great signing for them. Let's talk about that a little bit. What do we know? What is the level of interest at the moment? What are the talks going? How far are the talks between the clubs, if any?
Yeah, look, with the Tyson Tlatjwayo and Orlando Pirates, we are talking about a very different issue compared to that one of Vincent Fuller. We're talking about a player who's been around for quite some time. He has been at Ajax, he did the business there, went to Vets, he did the business, he captained them to glory, they won the league, they did well in cups, and yeah, like you say, he's a national team player, and yeah, he might look at his situation and say, alright, I've done my job at Vets, and it's time now that I move on and be counted as one of the players that have played for the so-called big clubs in the country. We know that Pirates have been interested in the player for quite some time, and according to our sources, as we've been writing about him, we hear that the player himself is interested in making a move to Pirates. And looking at Pirates' situation now under Micho, you will see that they are experienced defenders, Abu Hebijele and Ayanda Gaba, are no longer playing regularly. They've got like Chabalala and Shidolo. They might look at Tyson as the player to actually come in and help these young boys in taking the team forward.
All right, and also now another difficult one. This is extremely difficult because I look at a young man and I see potential. Perhaps at age 25, 26, you're supposed to be seeing results. You're supposed to be seeing someone progressing, prospering, and moving forward with their career. Something that happened, and actually maybe it urged his former teammate Riyad Petersen to move on. And for greener pastures, he played in a CAF Confederations Cup finalist team because he could see that he was not getting anywhere, playing second fiddle to the best goalkeeper in the country, and perhaps one of the best goalkeepers on the continent, that is Itumeleng Nkune. That's perhaps what pushed Riyad Petersen out. Now there's a situation that is developing with Kaizer Chiefs' second fiddle, Brilliant Kuzwayo. Unfortunately, you cannot really take out the best goalkeeper in the country, so as a result, he has to play second fiddle. Cape Town City, I asked the question to Benny McCarthy in one of the games at the Cape Town Stadium, and I said, you've been rotating Shoaib Walters, you've been rotating between him and Sage Stevens. One moment, the other one concedes, the other one costs you a game. It seems like you're not sure about your goalkeeping options. So, with that being said, I paint that background because Cape Town City have been linked with Brilliant Kuzwayo, who is the second goalkeeper to Itumeleng Nkune at Kaizer Chiefs. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, look, if you are a goalkeeper and you join Kaizer Chiefs, then your situation is very, very, very difficult because they have in their team a very good goalkeeper in Itu Kune, a national team number one goalkeeper, and a very, very, very good player. I mean, the guy is so talented, and he's experienced, and is a consistent performer. So, you've got to feel for a guy like a brilliant Kuzwayo, because if you look at him, he can easily go to any other team in the PSL and
be a main goalkeeper.
A regular, I'm telling you, a first team goalkeeper. I'm saying all teams, including Orlando Pirates and Sundowns, he can compete. It's just that he is at Chiefs and he's competing with the best in the country.
Cape Town City's interest. Any other suitors?
Yeah. For now, Cape Town City. Is very interested, that we know. We have heard rumors that AmaZulu in his hometown in Durban are looking at his situation very closely. Calvin Johnson there is trying to assemble a very good team. Is trying to make sure that the team doesn't drop back to the NFD after the management used a lot of money to purchase
to buy a status of Tanda.
So yeah, I won't be surprised to see this player Kuzwayo pushing for a transfer, talking to his agent and everybody else to say, look, I've been patient enough. It's time that I go play regular football.
You seemingly are leaning towards my question now, because I'm tempted to ask you this. Your sources, are they giving you any indication that this boy is now agitating for a move because he's frustrated? Or are we naturally thinking that he probably is frustrated because he's talented?
No. We've got it from our sources. They've confirmed it that the boy is actually now pushing for it. I mean, he is interested in a move so that he can play. I remember I read somewhere that even Cape Town City boss John Committees did mention the fact that they are interested in a player of Kuzwayo's caliber. And looking at the situation in Cape Town City, I think they do need another goalkeeper. I know they have three top goalkeepers at the moment, but sounds like there could be changes there. One or two goalkeepers between Shuaib Walters and Mkuruva might leave at the end of the season, so they need a cover as soon as possible.
Nice, juicy news from Masebe Kena. We thank you very much for gracing our studios with your presence. We appreciate your thoughts and your input in this scenario. Thank you very much for your contribution.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, going into the January transfer window, from my respective point of view as Orlando Pirate fan, I think we must bring two or three strikers, you know, to give Gabuza the competition. You know, I think Gabuza is too comfortable up front. He's guaranteed the spot in the starting 11, so obviously we need someone to keep him on his toes, you know, and we need competition so the team will score goals. You know, having one striker in a big team is not a very good thing to do, you know. But the big question is, will Gabuza improve, yes or no? Open for discussion. Bringing him competition, yes, he will improve, you know. So surely we need strikers and goalkeeping department. I think we're very poor. We need an experienced candidate, you know, a national team keeper, you know. We must go to other countries and look for goalkeepers, because South Africa, we lack in the goalkeeping department.
My name is Ntobisi Mngadi from Ndwedwe. I'm a Kosi fan. I think when Kaizer Chiefs can sign Castro can bring a huge difference in Kaizer Chiefs, because he doesn't get that much game time in Mamelodi Sundowns. I think Castro, he's the best player, so he just needs the game time.
Well, before we move on with the show, let's take a look at your messages now. And as always, thank you very much for the contribution to the show. The voice notes, of course, are sent on 066-171-0346 and on Facebook, the Sokala Duma website, the Sokala Duma page, rather. A lot of people have had their comments, and one fan, instead of answering the question of who they want in their team, he says that Thabiso Hampe, that he would like to see Pirates get rid of Makola, Gabuza, Kutumela, and Ngosi, and then go to North African countries like Tunisia and get them strikers. That is according to Thabiso Hampe there. And then Sir Christo Sipiwe Ngosana says, my beloved Sundowns should sign Braden Khuzwayo and release Kennedy Mwene and Siyanda Zwane. And Siobane Moche says, Isasa must go. This guy is costing us. And that is obviously an Orlando Pirates fan. And Brian Sboniso says, Ramagarera to Pirates in a swap deal with Morrison. That's what he wishes. And Sweezy Lakes says, K. Matasela for me to Kaiser Chiefs. Janky to Kaiser Chiefs. Timbers on it to Kaiser Chiefs. Evans Rusike, there's a lot. He has almost a full team of 12 players. The likes of Vincent Bule, Gabadino Mango also there. And then Temba Zulu says, Mahashi to Kaiser Chiefs because we need a playmaker and a player can see the and a player who can see the net. And that is only but a few of your messages. There were quite a lot of them. We thank you very much for your contributions. We're now joined in the studio by Sokola Duma journalist, international journalist Kurt Buckerfield. Kurt, thank you very much for your time. We're talking international transfers now. How is it going, sir?
It's going good. Thank you for having me.
All
good
right.
To be back.
Lovely to have you here back again. Before we actually talk about the transfers, a lot of things happened in the previous transfer window. Neymar blew up, Bakayoko to Chelsea, Lukaku to Manchester United. Just quickly, your assessment, Sigurdsson to Everton, your assessment of on a few transfers that happened, Bakayoko to Chelsea, Morata to Chelsea, Lukaku to Manchester United. Just your assessment of those small transfers. Do you think they were successes? Lacazette to Arsenal, do you think that they were successes, misses or hits?
I think they've all been successes in their own right. I think Lukaku started off brilliantly. He was scoring goals left, right and centre. He's gone on
it's a dry spell now.
Yes, so there's a lot of criticism coming his way, and of course they're saying he can't play in the bigger matches, but we'll see how he does. He's only 24 years old. Neymar's transfers, I mean, he's been brilliant at PSG. I think in 18 games he's got 15 goals and 11 assists, which is just remarkable. Morata's done well at Chelsea so far. Bakayoko's struggled to settle in, but he's coming into his own slowly.
There seems to be some pressure though with these signings. You see that playing out with Lacazette at Arsenal, where he was bought by Arsene Wenger, and it's like there's an obligation then that because you forked out over £60 million, you have to play him all the time, whereas there's Giroud performing. Same thing with Lukaku. He's off form now, stretching over 5 games, maybe more than that, without scoring a goal. There's Ibrahimovic looking to get himself into the squad, but coaches sticking to their big money buys. Morata, if he doesn't score, the coach will seemingly want to put him in there because he was a big money buy. What do you make of that?
Well, of course, these coaches, I'm sure they feel like it's their responsibility for these players to do well. So, like we've seen with Lukaku now, for instance, I mean, it was 80 million odd pounds spent on him. He went on a 10-match streak of no goals. And Mourinho was forcing with him, kept playing him. He eventually got his goal in the Champions League. I think it was 2 weeks ago, last week. Then he started the weekend against Manchester City, and he was appalling. He was terrible. So it just goes to show that perhaps these managers should sometimes put their pride aside and just maybe go with a more experienced player like Zlatan at Arsenal, like Giroud, because Giroud's proven it. He's come off the bench 4 times to score this season.
He scores the goals.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think I'm in agreement with you there. Now on to this year's transfer window, January transfer window. Coutinho, FC Barcelona. We know that it was a saga that dragged on too long in the previous transfer window. Coutinho performed. He was off form at the beginning of the season. Now coming on to form for Liverpool, he's doing so well. What do we now know about? We know that there were unsuccessful bids the previous transfer window. What do we know now about Barcelona coming back? We also know that they lost Neymar to PSG, so they might want to replace him as soon as possible. Let's talk about FC Barcelona and Coutinho.
Well, the reports have been that these reports coming from Spain have been that Barcelona will be back in for Coutinho. The interest in him hasn't died down. But if I'm honest, I think we'll see a similar saga as to what we saw in August. I do think that Barcelona need another high-profile, high-status player because of the loss of Neymar, obviously.
Not being able to replace him with a like-for-like. There's
Dembele,
unfortunately, he's still injured.
So I think that with Dembele now, I mean, he's going to come back. He's said to be back in training. He's not going to hit the ground running immediately. He's still going to have to get back to full fitness. And Barcelona, going into, you know, they've got an 8 point or they've got a 5 point lead now at the top of La Liga, yeah. But they'll be desperate to win the league. I mean, they lost it to their bitter rivals last season, so they'll be desperate to secure the title this season. And I think that Coutinho would be a great addition to the side. What was interesting to me last week was Jurgen Klopp giving Coutinho the captain's armband.
Yeah, absolutely.
In that the game against Spartak Moscow, I thought that was very interesting. You know, it might be just saying, well, listen, if you stay here, this is what we can guarantee you. Jordan Henderson, their captain, was obviously on the bench, which was also interesting because it was a crunch match. They needed 3 points and their leaders on the field essentially saying that, listen, you aren't in our strongest side. So I think that it's going to be really interesting. I would love to see Coutinho go to Barcelona. I think it would be a great move for his career. Also, it might be a bit tricky just before World Cup. You wouldn't want to unsettle yourself. Mm. So
move to a new environment in a World Cup year and then losing his place in the Selecao. Right, moving right along then quickly. Chelsea, Liverpool, Arsenal are in for Thomas Lemar. What do we know about that? Where is his likeliest destination according to what you've heard?
Well, of course, Thomas Lemar was heavily linked with Arsenal in the recent transfer window, the August transfer window. Sanchez was supposed to be going to City. Arsenal were trying to secure Lemar. It didn't happen. Lemar turned his back on Arsenal saying, I don't want to go to you. I think that's because Arsenal weren't in the Champions League. Monaco were. But Monaco haven't been in great form in the Champions League. And I think that they are essentially a selling club. So Lemar might be looking for a way out. Apparently Chelsea and Arsenal and Liverpool are interested in him. Chelsea, that's the latest reports.
In your assessment, though, before we move right along to the next interesting one, in your assessment, based on where he plays, what do you think would need him the most? Chelsea, Liverpool, and Arsenal. I think Chelsea is covered a lot, and they've recently bought a player from Monaco, which is Timo Bakayoko. Liverpool, they may lose Coutinho. Maybe they will need strengthening there. And Arsenal as well, because their two best midfielders will go sooner or later. So which team out of those three do you think would need Lemar the most?
Well, yeah, it would have to be Arsenal. I think if they did lose Sanchez and Ozil, whether it be in January or at the end of the season when their contracts come to an end, I think it would have to be Arsenal. I honestly think he would be a great signing for any team. I think he would fit in everywhere. I think he would be fantastic at Chelsea. I think with Chelsea having only one real established number nine, you know, in Alvaro Morata, when he's been absent, Eden hasn't played in a false nine role. And I think Thomas Lemar could easily then slot in onto the left-hand side or to the right-hand side. I think Willian's not as consistent as he should be. So I think he would fit in anywhere. I think it's just a matter of who gets his signature, really.
Mm. All right, and then England player that was injured in a Champions League game for Manchester United. He came back recently from injury. And a disgruntled player playing for Tottenham Hotspur, a left-back in England player as well, looking to move away from Tottenham Hotspur. At the beginning of the season, there were hints that were dropped about him making comments about the salary bracket that Tottenham Hotspur players belong in comparison to their peers that are playing for Manchester United, Chelsea, and so on and so forth. So he was hinting at the fact that perhaps he wants to grow. He's outgrown Tottenham Hotspur. He's been a fantastic left back for them. And we've seen now Ben Davies playing more, featuring more prominently at left back for Spurs as opposed to him. That is Danny Rose. Luke Shaw is not featuring. He's a bit part player at Manchester United, coming back from injury. That is the background within which then I ask you the question. There is a potential swap that is being mooted. Expand further on that and the possibility there of it happening in January.
Well, Luke Shaw recently in an interview, he said that he would love to play under Mauricio Pochettino again, who he played under at Southampton.
Yeah, Southampton, yeah.
And of course, you'd immediately assume Danny Rose is on his way out. And it's not just an assumption. He has been linked with Manchester United and Chelsea, more so Manchester United. I don't know if you'll remember, but at the start of the season, Danny Rose, he did go on a rant in an interview, and he said that Tottenham Hotspur should stop signing players that he has to Google.
Sure, which I remember.
Which is really interesting for a player to just come out and say that. And he was punished and he was forced to apologize. But since then, he's had a couple of more spats with Pochettino. Recently, Spurs were playing, it was a Champions League game. He had a cut to his head. Physios wanted to do work on him, and Pochettino apparently told them no, just leave him because he's coming off anyway, which Rose didn't respond well to. He marched down the tunnel. So I think he's unhappy, and I think he has outgrown the club. He's a fantastic left back. I think that he would be a great addition at Manchester United. And of course, Luke Shaw would be looking, he's just looking for first team football.
Which is natural in the World Cup here.
Of course, and he's only played 3 games for the first team this season. He's featured in the under 21 team. So I think it would be a natural swap. I think Pochettino likes Shaw. I think Shaw would love the chance to go play under him again. Rose would fit in like a glove at Manchester United. He would definitely be the first choice.
So this is almost a certainty in a sense.
I believe it's a certainty, whether it's in January or at the end of the season. I just think it's definitely going to happen. I can see Shaw going to Spurs. Ben Davies taking the first team role for a couple of weeks, couple of months, until Shaw gradually takes over. I think Shaw is a more talented left back, and I think we can see that. I mean, he's a good player. He's just had a terrible spell with injuries and confidence, especially. He's had fallouts with Mourinho. Mourinho's criticised his weight.
Yeah, publicly, I remember that.
So it's obviously knocked his confidence big time. Yeah, it would be great to see him playing again.
Alright, that's pretty much that. We'll keep on bothering you throughout the transfer window. That's Kurt Bakkerfeld, Sokola Duma, international journalist. We thank you very much for your time, Kurt.
Cool, thank you for having me. Sokola Duma
Radio. January is not far away, and already you have heard from the man in the thick of things. Our journalist is talking about who will go where. Time, as always, will tell. We, as usual, will keep an eye on things. Stay glued to Sokola Duma platforms, the website, the paper for more news. For now, it's goodbye. Sokola Duma Radio. Sokola Duma Radio.